Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jason is here.
What do you got?
All the stars on the show today. Carter, Paul Majors.
Susie.
Meh.
What about me?
Wow, Josh is here?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
You know.
What do you think of Susie's leather jacket? Have you spotted it?
I have not seen it yet.
No. It works. Where do you stand on the leather jacket?
Love it. For me,
yeah, does it
it's
work?
A challenging, I feel like it's not my personality.
No.
I had one.
Yeah.
When I was younger.
Mm-hmm. How much younger?
I feel like this was like a high school, college. In high school, I was trying to dress like a 40-year-old man.
Yeah.
Of surprise to no one.
Now you're trying to dress like a 20-year-old.
Right. Yeah. I got this so screwed up.
Yeah.
Like when I was young, I was acting old. And now I'm an embarrassment for my age.
Stop.
You know?
Just stop. Now I'm an embarrassment.
Market.
I think right there, I think we're good. I had one in the 90s.
Okay.
I still
what was the style? Like bomber?
No, or longer, kind of down to the thigh.
Creeper.
Yes. An ankle bracelet may have come along with it. And then I know this might surprise you when went to with the CCO trip, including Carla. I think Carla bought like 19 leather jackets in Italy, and I bought one.
Surprising.
And I've worn it a couple times. Maybe I'll break it out again. Maybe Susie's inspired me.
I think they're back.
Are they back?
They're back. Everything that was sort of hot in the early 90s is back.
It's back. Mm-hmm. Kind of. Now, your wife did not like your ensemble today.
She was concerned that there was maybe one too many colors.
There are a lot of colors. Alyssa has a
better...
I did
text her to shove it in her face that you liked what I was wearing.
I will say that I think Alyssa has excellent taste.
She does. Better than me. Better than you.
Yes.
No.
But I think I've got a decent male fashion eye.
I agree.
And I think that works.
I'm wearing, just to paint the picture...
Yeah.
I have like a green, red, white, sort of multicolored plaid hammer-made shirt.
Hammer-made, sure.
Then I got a...
You got the undershirt.
Undershirt.
I'm not team undershirt.
No, I know you don't like the undershirt. No. I, for a long time, went no undershirt.
Yep.
But now just...
Free the nipples.
Because I'm trying to have as many layers as possible.
Yeah, you do have a lot. There's probably a hidden layer that I've not spotted here.
Today's undershirt... I mean, you always give me a hard time.
Yeah.
I'll show you in the break.
Okay.
I'll show you in the break. Boy, the listeners are going to be just
what kind of undershirt do you have?
Well, if you had to guess.
Does it have like some evil, demonic message?
No. If you had to guess.
WCCO TV t-shirt that you still have.
No, I got rid of all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Sponsor related. Obviously, it's sponsor related.
Of course it is. Of course.
I thought you guessed right away.
Of course it is.
Certix. It's fine.
Yeah. What do you still have from WCCO TV?
So they used to give us a lot of stuff. We had a general manager there who was big into the gear. Coats. Obviously, I had a million State Fair polo shirts.
Yeah.
Those are gone.
Yeah.
Polo. When am I ever? Here's the problem when you're on the air.
Yeah.
So the gear is great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was nice. Yeah. It was very good for morale.
It's fine.
People complain. when the gear came out, this classic, like, TV newsroom people who are among the crankiest employees ever.
Unlike here, where it's just a bubble.
Rainbows and sunshine.
Sunshine.
Yeah, there's something about broadcasters. We are always crabby.
Yes.
So.
Never me.
They, this guy, Brian Kennedy.
Brian Kennedy.
Brian Kennedy comes in, like, all of a sudden, it was like
is
a
he
PJ.
The GM or
he was, okay. Yeah. Like a PJ Fleck style guy.
Okay.
Coming in, like.
Looking really dapper.
We're going to win. Looks great.
Yeah. Fit.
Slick back hair. Fit.
Yep.
Hope is not a strategy. A lot of this kind of stuff.
Oh, God. Let me throw up here briefly.
And so to get the gear, like if you're a new employee, you'd come to the quarterly
meeting.
Did you
have to earn the gear?
No. Okay. But you would, the new employees were introduced, and they would have to come up to the front of the group, and, and he would say, now here's the deal. These, the vest or jacket or whatever it was they were giving away.
Yeah.
It's like, everybody can't have these. We don't sell these. You only get these if you're on the team. Oh. Are you on the team?
Oh, God.
Are you on the team?
Oh, my God.
And you had to be on the team. So everybody made fun of this. Your reaction, 100%, was how all of
Thank
us
you.
Felt.
Thank
until
you.
He was gone and we didn't get stuff anymore. And it was like, I kind of missed the vest.
Yeah.
I missed the vest.
Mick. And I work with Mick hired me. I wouldn't be in town without Tim Leiwicki and Mick. Mick hired me at the Fan, and then after the buyout, hired me here. And I'd say a year or two into it, Mick was handing out the bracelets. Were kind of like the Live Strong bracelets.
Yeah.
In it to win it.
Oh.
In it to win it. Okay, and a lot of people were wearing it. A lot of people liked it.
Sure.
A lot of people wore the bracelets out of fear.
Yeah.
It's a couple months in, Mick sees me and goes, I never see you wear the bracelet. I'm like, yeah, you're never going to.
I'm not
going to
wear the bracelet.
I go, two reasons. One, I don't wear bracelets.
Right.
And you've known me for 20 years. You really think this is.
Come on.
Come on.
Right.
I go, do you doubt that I work hard? No. Could you wear the bracelet? No.
No. Do you believe I am, in fact, in it to win it?
I am.
Yes. But
I am. I'm not going to wear.
When you're on the air. And you wear gear around town.
Yeah.
You look like an absolute tool bag.
Like, would you go to Target wearing
Hell
your...
Hell no.
Okay. I mean, come on.
Right? You're like, hey, I'm on TV. Could somebody recognize me and stop me? Like, absolutely not.
Are there some former colleagues who did that wanting to be recognized? 100%
yes.
That's so
And
good.
Even for me...
No. Even you drew the
Even
line
me,
there.
Even me, that's too far.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, I have a social media question for you involving Australia, right?
Mm.
Let's see where you stand, because I think you've changed your position on this policy about 19 times.
Seems fitting for me.
So I want to see where you stand today, the day before Thanksgiving, with Jason. Australia, where our pal Yukis goes to Australia like people go to a cabin here.
It's true. It's a long trip.
She's there all of the time. Australia right now, today, but it's probably already tomorrow there, right? We're very confused. House of Representatives passed a bill that would ban children younger than 16 from social media, leaving it to their Senate to finalize what would be the first law of this kind passed throughout the world. Jason DeRussia becomes the social media czar for the United States of America. Are you leaving it to parents? Are you leaving it to states? Do you want the federal government? Do you want anything regarding kids? We know the data is out there that it can be detrimental. It can create loneliness. It can create pressure. We know also it's entertaining. It's fun. Kids love to do it. Where are you as the social media czar of America as of today?
As of today, I think it's up to parents. And I've said before, if I could go back and do it over again, I would have made my kids wait until they were in high school, until they had a full smartphone. Maybe I would have given them a flip phone or something. I don't know that a governmental ban, I don't even know how it would work. So just from a practicality standpoint, it seems like it's just not going to work. Now, the other
thing— Are we going to find out parents are abusing this? We're going to find them? We're going to send them to the clink?
Yeah, I don't see how it's practical. I do think that social media gets blamed for everything.
Yes. Too much right now.
Remember when we were a little younger, it was video games. Everyone was like, man, these violent video games. Well, how come it only appears to impact American kids, not kids all around the world who are playing video games?
Same thing with the mental illness argument, which is legit, which at times plays a part. And when we have a shooting, it's going to go, it's mental illness. Apparently, no mental illness happens in these other countries.
Right.
Stunning.
Right.
They solve mental illness elsewhere.
I do think, like, the social media use, I think parents should be more emboldened to take action, mm-hmm. you know, and limit their kids. For us, the biggest thing was just telling our kids to go outside and go play.
Right.
Go to your friend's house. But we also had the advantage of, you know, Alyssa was home. I was home in the afternoon. Like, just the schedule-wise, we were able to do that. Now that I work 3 to 6,
yeah.
I do. You're like, man, parents who are both working 9 to 5, 9 to 6.
It's a different deal.
It's a different deal. It has my respect. It's hard to manage your kids in that scenario. It just is.
There are parents who are lazy in this area. There are parents who try to do the right things and the kids find a way around it. We also are well aware of pick the social media outlet where they've told us they're going to do a certain thing regarding kids. And then it seems like the follow-up the first 5 times, they haven't done a single thing.
Yeah. I am for being more aggressive in going after the companies.
Yeah.
These companies are huge, right? Like, it's not the cute, like, Mark Zuckerberg started this thing in his dorm room anymore.
Long past.
These are giant companies that, you know, from a public health standpoint, maybe you have to treat them like you would treat a cigarette manufacturer.
Well, that's been debated recently. Okay, so what if it was 12 years old, state of Minnesota,
and said,
Tim Wall said, nope, 12.
And so, like, you couldn't load YouTube or you couldn't, you know. I just don't know
where you draw the line.
How do you manage it? How do you, you know, I think about, like, my sister-in-law and her kids, and, you know, they just use their family devices. So, like, how do you limit what mom and dad could, I don't know. I don't know.
I think it's going to continue
to be a
big issue.
Why is it a problem with some kids and not with all? Right?
Well, but certain kids are more vulnerable to
maybe that's the issue.
Right.
Is it the social media's fault or is that the kid already has other factors that have them going down a road? I don't know. Social media pours gas on the fire for sure.
Right.
But something else has set the fire.
Sometimes social media becomes the easy pincushion, too.
I think so.
Right. And
it's like blaming the water you drink. It's like, yes, everyone drinks it. So it's an easy thing to say, like, yep, this has got to be the factor.
But well, here's
we don't really
too.
Know.
Minneapolis has had way too many 12, 13, 14-year-old carjacking and other things. And then we debate because what's the easy thing to say? Where the hell are the parents? And sometimes right on.
Yep.
Where the hell are the parents? But I know one of the ones we talked about 6 weeks ago where it was just inexplicable. I don't remember all the details. And O'Hara came out right away said, I've dealt with.
I know these parents.
They're really good.
Mom or whatever.
They're really, they're doing all the right things sometimes.
I think that's often the case.
Yeah.
That they just, you know, it got too far away and they just can't control their kid for whatever reason.
And there's a lot of, well, my kids never did that.
Yeah. Well, my life is so different than a life.
Yeah.
Gang related, whatever.
By the way,
it's different.
The amount of people claim they're flawless parents before, some of you are lying.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little canopy?
Why not?
All right, let's do that in moments, and Jason will take you home. Happy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thanksgiving, everybody.